Welcome back to the Prayer Podcast. I'm Pastor Joe Patterson along with Pastor Christy Allen today. And hi, Christy, how are you?
I'm great. How are you, Joe?
Great. And so we're coming today to set up a little bit of what we're going to do over the next four podcasts, which will be in concert with our current sermon series of Stressing Less.
Yes, something we all can be behind,
yes,
right?
Yes. So during this time, we are going to put together four separate podcasts that will be prayers, a collection of prayers that will be focusing upon our focuses of our sermon series. Mm-hmm. And so specifically today, our prayer will focus upon the issue of technology, which we explored last Sunday in worship. Mm-hmm. And what you'll find is that there'll be some centering time on Scripture, and then a prayer, and then the prayer time will conclude centering ourselves once again on that prayer selections. I mean, on that scripture. I'm sorry. So Christy's going to lead reading Romans chapter 12, verse 2 for us, and then I'll pray, and then she'll conclude with that passage once again.
Hear these words from Scripture. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will.
Father, Son, and Spirit, we come to you today recognizing that you are good and you've given us good things, great things to be a part of our life, and things that we can use to make our life better. But we also recognize the potential, Father God, for distraction. And that's never good when it keeps us from you. And so we come in this moment asking for your guidance and your wisdom and helping us to be more intentional about these great things you've given to us, these technologies, these advances, and that make our lives quicker, that make our lives appear to make our lives simpler. But we don't want anything to separate us from you and from the purity of relationship and the purity of love. So we come to you, and we are asking for your guidance in this moment. We pray, Father God, that the gravitational pull of culture would not weigh us down. We ask, Lord, that you'd help us to keep in sight always the best version of what you've created us to be, and that would be our target, rather than something culture wants us to live up to, because we'll never live up to that. We ask, Lord, that you would encourage us through our embracing of your truth and embracing of your presence and embracing of your promise. We ask, Lord, that you would help us to rest in this day, to relax in your essence. And to use those things to guide us and direct us along the pathways that you want us to walk on today. Help us to fix our attention on you and to limit our distraction. Continue to live further and further, Father God, into the maturity and faith that you want us to develop into. So we're grateful people today and a thankful people for all that you've given to us and all that you're going to do through us. It's in your precious name we pray these things.
Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. In the name of the Father, Son, and Spirit.